This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour, another hour of conversation. Thursday, the 8th of December is upon us. This is the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan at DJV Show, at On Air Victoria, at Seashell, and send Jennifer a tweet wishing her well because she doesn't feel well. Or, I don't know if she doesn't feel well. She can't talk. So that would indicate in most circles that you don't feel well.
Sore throat, coughing, all that jazz.
All that good stuff, yeah. She doesn't follow. I've told her for years what to do in terms of taking supplements that are really good to build up your immune system, and she still doesn't do it.
No, she does, actually, because I talked to her about it the other day, and she said she's upped all of her vitamins and supplements, and she upped her zinc, and she upped everything, but, it, you know, she's just...
Echinacea.
She's been so busy, good. I think.
Yeah, well, that's part of it. Yep, you make choices, and she's doing a great job because she's very good at what she does, as hopefully we all are. And so you apply your trade as you can, and what happens sometimes isn't what you want, but it's a result of being in the game, as it were. Speaking of that, a couple of teenagers arrested and charged yesterday with arson in connection with all those fires in Tennessee. 14 people dead, 130 people injured in the Great Smoky Mountains, and the winds... Once the fires got started, wow, the strong winds blew it all over the place. 1,700 houses burned to the ground, businesses destroyed. Pretty much the whole town of Gatlinburg, you can kiss goodbye. Even in that area, the Tennessee governor said it was the largest fire the state had seen in 100 years. So the fire apparently was started on the 23rd of November in the national park. And they won't tell you who it is, how old they are, that sort of thing. It just doesn't happen with youngsters. But in this circumstance, I would think they'd try them as adults, especially if they find out doing a little investigative work. You know, they'll pit one against the other. It sounds like an episode of Law and Order, but that's how they'll find out what's going on. They'll tell one, the other guy's ratted on them, and vice versa. So that's how they get the story. Mm-hmm. And if it's proven that they started these fires purposely... I wouldn't hold much hope for these kids having a life. If they started, you know, if it's a prank, that sort of thing, you know, there's got to be some punishment. And you don't, leniency in this case doesn't, I don't see that it has any value. Oh, well, they didn't mean it. I want to find out. Did they? If they said it, if it was an accident, they were maybe camping in the woods and the fire got out of control. Okay, that's one thing. But if they went up there to deliberately start those fires, charge them with murder, and throw away the key. 14 people are dead. 1,700 homes burned to the ground. Pretty much every business in Gatlinburg has been destroyed. You don't think that deserves some kind of repudiation? I'm not suggesting that anybody has said, oh, give them a break because it's too early in the game. But I wouldn't be giving them too much of a break under the circumstances. You? What about you?
I'm sure this probably, like most, you know, minors, this is probably two boys who, you know, were up to something and being stupid, and it just went, it got so far out of control.
Yeah.
So
it
was
wrong.
No,
but what
I
do you
know.
The thing here is that you must understand what the consequences are for your action. Every action has a consequence. It has a reaction, no matter what it is, whether it's who's being appointed to what job, who's getting, who's going on a trip, whatever it is, what you're paying for, you put things in your body, it doesn't make any difference. Every action has a consequence. So, anyway, I thought it was interesting. This week in Ohio, the Buckeye State, we have four or five affiliates there. They've passed one of the strictest abortion bills. It's a very controversial thing. It's called the Heartbeat Bill, which would ban abortions in Ohio as soon as the heartbeat can be heard. So this includes cases of rape or incest The heartbeat is detected as early as 6 weeks into the pregnancy before a lot of women even realize that they're pregnant. There is something going on. If you remember, the Supreme Court in Roe v. Wade said that women have the right to an abortion, but it also gives states some room to regulate abortion in the later stages of pregnancy. That's like, what, 24 weeks, 25 weeks out, something like that. I am, Kasich, who's the governor, hasn't signed off on the bill. If he doesn't do anything in 10 days, it becomes law. He said he's pro-life, but he would be okay with abortion in cases of rape and incest or when the mother's life is at risk. I'm kind of with him there. Okay isn't the right terminology, but if you have an abortion because you were raped, there's some kind of incest or your life is in danger, I think that it could be construed to be appropriate. I'm not for abortion. In general, I think this heartbeat bill, under the circumstances, makes sense if all of the other, if this is a quote-unquote normal circumstance. But being raped, incestuous relationships, if the mother's life is at risk, that's not a normal circumstance. And thus, but you see the other side of this.
This goes directly against Roe v. Wade, so.
Say what?
This goes directly against Roe v. Wade, so this is, you know, they're, I guess they're counting on Trump putting in a pro-lifer into the Supremes, so.
Well, I think you can guess all you want. I think that in the circumstances.
Well, no, but that's why they're getting this done now. They're getting it ready. I mean, that's.
How do you know that?
He has said.
Is that what Kasich said?
Well, not Kasich, but Kasich hasn't signed it yet, so it's gone to Kasich. But that's why they're doing it now. I mean, and Trump has said he will put a pro-lifer on.
But how do you know that's why they're doing it now? I haven't followed the bill. Is somebody in the Ohio legislature say, okay, we're going to do this now because
exactly. I mean, there's I forget, somebody yesterday made a statement about it. I have to look it up. But yeah, I mean, it makes sense why they're doing it now, because they see that there's a chance.
The problem I have with this is that these are men, for the most part.
Yeah,
making,
I mean, I'm completely opposed to this. So I'm just saying the thought process behind it. This is why they're doing it now.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I didn't know that necessarily, but I tend to. I have my feelings, strong feelings about it, and then I tend to let. You know, I think this is such a personal thing. It's hard to legislate this kind of stuff, frankly, because you never know what the circumstances are. It's so difficult under, I think we've said what we need to say. In a moment, we're going to change the tone here for a focus on unique holiday gift ideas. Have you thought about gift cards? I just bought a whole basket full. And we're going to talk with a person who's up on this sort of thing to see if this idea makes some sense to you. That's coming right up here.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is, if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then, wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Welcome to Staples and happy holidays.
More like panicky holidays, Staples guy. I've got a ton of holiday packages to ship.
Well, Staples UPS Shipping Center is open 7 days a week.
7 days?
And right now you can get 10% off UPS shipping services.
10% off? Staples guy, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me.
You shouldn't have.
And yet I did.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Ship 7 days a week with 10% off UPS shipping services at Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 12/24/16. See Staples Associate for details.
All right, let's get into this whole idea of unique holiday gift giving. Shelley Hunter is here, also known as the gift card girlfriend. That's an interesting handle from thegiftcards.com. Hi, Shelley.
Hi, how are you? Happy holidays.
Well, thank you. Same to you. So I just said, you probably heard me say, I bought a whole bunch of these this year. It's the first time I've ever done that. I don't know whether it's because they're placed everywhere and it's just sort of like eye candy and you see them. And, you know, I bought them for every conceivable product you could think of to give to various people that are close to me. Is this a trend?
Yeah, absolutely. I love that you did that. Certainly, like, the Retail Gift Card Association is telling us that consumers are increasingly interested in gift cards, which I really love. And even Black Hawk Network did a study that says, you know, 8 in 10 shoppers surveyed are going to buy gift cards this year. Up to 81% say they'll give more than half gift cards for their gift card giving.
Wow.
So you fit right in.
Yes, I do. Do people get them online or do they go to the store? I happen to be shopping in various stores and that's where I got them.
Well, it's both, right? I mean, gift cards are everywhere, which makes them highly convenient. And so you can certainly get them at the store that you're planning to gift for, at the grocery store, and online at giftcards.com, and various other websites are selling gift cards like crazy.
All right, so give us some tips on how to use the gift cards after they are given. Then what? I think one of the things I used to hear was that companies love it when you buy gift cards. They get the money, and half the time people don't use the gift cards. Is that still true?
Well, yeah, not so much anymore. I mean, the thing about it, merchants have figured out that gift card shoppers are really profitable shoppers, so they like it when you come in the store. You're more likely to overspend the value of your gift card, come back to the store, and even buy full-price merchandise, which is kind of nice, instead of just shopping clearance racks. The stores really like it when you come into the store to use your gift cards. And, you know, I advise always use your gift cards right away.
Typically, people say
they have a problem with their gift cards.
They don't lose them. I still have some downstairs from last year. I think one maybe from the year before that were restaurant gift cards that I haven't used yet. I don't think there was any time.
Why have you not used those gift cards?
Because I forget about them. I go to, and I eat at these restaurants, but I just forget that I have the cards. Which seems kind of silly.
Okay, number one tip.
Yeah, number one tip.
Okay, number one tip, put that gift card in your wallet.
Right.
I mean, you're not going to remember to use it if it's at home.
That's
kind of a no-brainer.
Okay. No-brainer. Doug Steffen equals no brains. All right.
Well, come on.
There are other people that said that before you anyway. So what else do we... The making of it personal. In other words, you need to know who you're buying it for so that there really is some value to it. I mean, you don't just go out and buy random cards. Like, I buy movie cards for my children because I like to go to the movies. That kind of stuff.
Right. Well, and it's interesting. You said that the restaurant gift cards you have at home are to a restaurant that you go to all the time.
Yeah.
So that's what people do, is you want to buy a gift card that people will use. So two suggestions for making it personal are, like you said, you know, be aware of how a person likes to shop. The second thing, which is actually my favorite gift card, is a personalized gift card. So you can take a Visa or MasterCard gift card and put any image you want on it. Well, within reason, let me say that. Put a personal picture on it. Then when you give it to that person, it shows the personal touch went into it, but they still have the convenience of using the gift card wherever they want. So it's really a great gift.
That's a great idea. Where can you get that done? I might do that for a lot of holiday gifts.
Yeah, do it. So at giftcards.com,
you
can order personalized gift cards. And let me tell you also, we have lots of gift card deals. So on giftcards.com/deals, I've got all sorts of ways you can save on the gift cards you're buying as well. And sometimes we even have deals on personalized gift cards as well. So check back and check often.
All right. So what happens, finally, if people get gift cards they don't want? What do you do with the cards? Can you bring them in and get money back out of them, or what do you do?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So there's a couple ways. If you get a gift card that you don't want, you can actually sell it for cash. You can do this on websites like cardpool.com, and you can even go into some stores like Target. You can take your gift cards you don't want to Target customer service and get cash back or Target gift cards for that gift card. But, you know, don't let it go to waste. So if you really you don't want it and you don't want to sell it, then give it away to somebody else. Donate it to charity. Just don't let that gift card sit.
All right. Good idea. There's some tips, some interesting ideas, which I hope we are full of for the season. Gift carding. Shelley Hunter from giftcards.com. Thank you. 21 after the hour.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good
24 after the hour, being of good cheer is the most important part of the most wonderful time of the year. The list of top songs, the airplay of these songs every year. As I was explaining earlier, certain songs become very heavily played because of what program directors think the audience wants, and the audience will tell the people at the station what they like. This song is number 9 on the list of songs being played this year on the music stations around the country that are playing holiday music all day and all night. Number 9, most wonderful time of the year, Andy Williams. Go ahead, Karen.
Christmas is long, long ago.
What do you say?
This always makes me think of the Will Ferrell skit. You ever seen that, Kara? Where he's singing this song on SNL, and he's on the spinning thing. He's going around and around. He's doing like a hometown kind of show.
I haven't seen that.
And then it starts spinning out of control, and he's singing and spinning around way too fast.
How long ago? I mean, it must have been a while ago if he was on SNL.
Yeah, it was
right?
When he was on. Yeah, it's always played on the holiday best ofs. Yeah.
When he came on, I stopped watching SNL. There I am, Captain Curmudgeon, at 24. All right, this is the anniversary of the passing of John Lennon. For those of you who don't remember, he was killed, I believe it was this day, 1984.
1980.
Was it 80?
Yeah, 36 years ago. Do you? I like hearing stories like this. People on Twitter are paying a lot of tribute to using the hashtag RIP John Lennon. And we are as well. What do you remember where you were when you heard the news?
Well, it was in the evening. He got shot about 8 o'clock at night, I think, going back to his apartment with his wife, Yoko. And I don't actually remember. Let me think now. 1980. I can more tell you because I'll remember where I was on the air at the time. 1980. I was on my stations here, WKOX, AM, and FM. And
were you in Cincinnati?
No, I was in Cincinnati till 88. No, I was there. I had the local stations here. My longest stint, other than doing this program, was 13 years on the stations that are in my community. Those are callers that I just used. I was on both the FM station as a jock, FM Douglas, and then, and that would have been in the 80s. Was I FM Douglas? No, I was on the AM by then. So I was doing talk. No, I was doing talk. So this would have been...
the next morning you would have talked about it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah. And I've always, on the air, I've always used music to make my points or tell stories about music and musicians. So I would have played some of the songs that he, like we are now, that we're playing that are important John Lennon songs.
Yeah.
What a damnable waste.
I know.
That's all I think about. When I think about, here's this guy is just, you know, it's kind of like the cop that got shot the other day by the guy I didn't even know who he was. It's just such an incredible waste. By people who are lunatics.
Well, I live, I pass the Dakota building where John Lennon lived all the time. It's right. I live on the Upper West Side, so it's right near me. Yeah. And, yeah, it's amazing how many people still gather and pay tribute.
Oh, I'm sure.
And today, it's Central Park, the Strawberry Field part of Central Park will be filled with people paying tribute.
All right. Here's a story about Selena Gomez. Apparently, her fans are really legion. They rank number one on Instagram's top 10 fan armies. I didn't realize there was that much action.
Oh, yeah.
In these areas, huh?
Does she have 100 million followers or 99 million or something like that?
I don't know. Man, there's a lot.
I think she is the most followed person on Instagram.
Why?
People love her. She's been around forever as an actress and then now has a huge singing career.
Yeah, and she has really good pictures. I think she stages a lot and makes them look natural, so people like the pictures she posts.
There's also Team Drake, Beyonce, and her Beehive. the Harmonizers, Little Monsters, Swifties, the Taylor Swift group that are followers of hers. So, interesting phenomenon. 28 past the hour.
I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, safeguarding your pet. And who doesn't want to do that? If your pet has an enclosed yard or a run, be sure there are locks that only you can open. Pets should not be allowed in the front yard without supervision. Front yard fencing tends to be low, making it easy for a passerby to reach in and quickly grab a pet. Even if there are no leash laws in your municipality, dogs should never be allowed to run free. They can be scooped up and stolen much too easily. And don't assume that since you have a big dog, he's safe. Large dogs, especially like Labrador Retrievers and German Shepherds, are particularly in demand among black marketeers. You see, dogs are sold by the pound at animal auctions. Make sure your pets have a microchip with a current phone number and a current address. Make sure they have ID on at the same time. Dogs are being stolen on a tremendous basis. Over 1 million dogs are stolen every year in the United States, and very few are returned to the owner. By taking some of the precautions I just outlined, you and your pet can be safe and enjoy a long life together. I'll more next time.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. It's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Granger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
That you are feeling well, and if you aren't, we can maybe make you feel better with some of our discussions on the DJV experience. That DJV show at Jennifer Horn. Jen Jen has a bad sore throat, cough today, so she's tending to that. On air, Victoria Keelan is here. Liz Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. So from the sports desk, Biff, ready for this?
Ready.
I've been meaning to talk to him. The head coach of the New York Jets told reporters that he's benching Ryan Fitzpatrick, the quarterback. The only problem is he didn't tell Fitzpatrick before he told the press. That's a cool move. Smooth. Smooth. Very smooth. All right, so the Cubbies won the World Series, ended their 108-year curse. Yesterday we were talking about the city of Chicago billing them for, what was it, $35 million or something? No, it wasn't that much.
No, it wasn't that much. It was
a lot of money. right?
I think they do.
For extra security.
Yeah, and the cleanup
of the park.
I think it was in the 100,000s, yes.
Right, something like that. Okay, so now the Cubs are going to get each one of them for being... Is this for being the World Series, or is this for being the winners? $368,871.59?
It's for the winners, but it also breaks down to other teams. So it depends on how far you got in the playoffs, and then when you win the World Series. So each member of the Cubs team will get just under $370,000.
So they're on the National League. The American League Cleveland Indians get how much?
They get $261,000.
And then others who have played well through the year, other teams that have done well, they get a piece of this? I didn't know this. I never heard this before.
Well, I think this is, I think it breaks down. It's called the players pool, and it's $76 million is basically in this pool. And it comes from stadium revenue, and it comes from ticket sales, and it's
but
a
it's
whole
just
bunch
for the World
stuff.
Series, that's it.
Just for the winners, who makes it to the end,
Wow.
It's 50% of gate receipts from wild card games, 60% gate receipts from the first three games of the division series, and then it sort of breaks down from there. I mean, to win the World Series, $370,000 does not sound like a lot of money to win, but it goes to each of the 66 Cubs. So, I mean, it's a nice bump because the Cubs have one of the lowest payrolls. So if you're a player who's making sort of the league minimum, which could be $507,000, I think, is the league minimum. So this is a nice bonus to get.
Yeah.
I mean, to win the World Series and to only be paid $500,000, it seems like there's something wrong there. But especially since the average league salary is $4.4 million. So, and a lot of the Cubs are, way under that. And then to be so successful, it's nice to have a big bonus like that.
Yeah, good for them.
You would think
good for them all the way around. Everything's good. But I think this is a good scenario all the way around. Speaking of interesting and good scenarios, Joe Buck is his father's son. There were a lot of... broadcast. I worked at KMOX in St. Louis in this you were talking about earlier where I was in 1980 when John Lennon was killed. After I left my local station, I went to KMOX. It was the summer of 1983, if I remember correctly, and I remember because the hallowed halls of KMOX, all kinds of people have come out of that radio station that have been fabulous. You look around at some of the most successful sports broadcasters or broadcasters in general, television hosts. Art Fleming came out of that station, who you don't remember, but he was for 25, 30 years a constant game show guy and was visible everywhere. He's kind of like an early Ed McMahon in a manner of speaking. The Buck name at KMOX is synonymous with success. And so Joe, anyway, the son has been, he was doing a lot of, I don't think he's as good as his father by any stretch of the imagination, but he's okay. So he was a guest on a show this week promoting his new book, Lucky Bastard. And during his appearance, he shared a story that those of us who are broadcasters can certainly identify with. And what happened, Buck had to go number one. That first half of the game was going on and on and on and on and on. He said the bathroom was too far away from the broadcast booth, and they were down to only 30-second breaks. They only had that, they'd gone through the commercials, so each time there was a break, they only had 30-second spots to run. So the first idea was for him to use a water bottle, and then he settled on a trash can. The only problem was during the commercial, he froze up. Sometimes
stage fright.
I've had that too much information. Probably too much information.
We're talking about a TMI story, so
it happens, right? Exactly. Yeah, we stand in front of the urinal, and there are people around. You're talking, or you.
Yeah,
it happens.
And he had people in the the booth with him.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Right. It's not easy to whip it out and fill up the trash.
There was
can.
A woman who I think he made her leave the room.
Yeah. But the only problem is he's on the air.
Yeah.
He's coming back from commercial, and Brett Favre throws a touchdown, and he's got to describe the play. He called the touchdown while he was actually peeing in the garbage can.
That is dedication.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He's an okay broadcaster. I'm not a big sports fan anyway, but I liked his father was a very interesting character. Very interesting. You would never see him without a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. Oh. Never. Unless he was on the air, I remember him walking around the studio, walking around the station. It was always, he smoked those big, long cigarettes, always a butt hanging out of his mouth. And that's what killed him in the end. So, next in the hit parade circle, a story about fashion. Fashion and dressing models. And this is from Vogue magazine, or the British version of Vogue magazine. I have very little credibility here, so I'm going to let you ladies work your way through this, because I don't like the conventional models. Although this is about Ashley Graham, and she's not conventional, but for the most part, the people that I see modeling clothing are just
stick
about
figures.
As unappealing as you could possibly. I can't imagine buying anything for anybody with these people as models. Give us some women who have a shape. And so apparently Vogue thinks that that's something they ought to be doing. And they have
Ashley Graham. Well, British Vogue thinks that this is
not American Vogue.
No, and that's part of the weird thing about this story. What happened was British Vogue's editor-in-chief is a woman named Alexandra Shulman, and in her letter, in her editor's letter this month, she really pulled the curtain back and exposed an ugly truth in the fashion industry, that when they decided to put Ashley Graham, who is what they call a curve model, When they decided to put her on the cover,
same terminology.
Yeah, they're not saying plus size anymore. They say curve model. Yeah. And so she's the January cover girl of British Vogue. And she said when they were trying to find designers to dress the cover model of British Vogue, this is a huge moment for designers to have their clothes on the cover of Vogue. And she said that major fashion houses, quote unquote, flatly refused to dress Ashley Graham because she's not a sample.
I'd like to know who those are. Not that I would be.
I know what you mean, right?
I'd like to be able to promote who said that. So you, the ladies who are this size, and by the way, this is the average size of women in our country.
Yeah.
That they have, there's nothing there for them. Go somewhere where they want to fit you, they want to clothe you, they want you to look your best.
Yeah, well,
in the attire.
Coach is the company. They actually provided clothes for her, and I think this is going to be a huge moment for Coach.
Absolutely.
And it's super nice for them that the
but Coach
editor,
is an expensive line, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, it is.
It
but
is.
I think, I mean, there are plenty of people who have lots of money who are curvy, like Ashley Graham is. And so for them, for the editor to
Ashley Graham has lots of money and she's curvy?
Yeah. Well, yeah, obviously. Yeah. She's a big model, a big name. But I don't know. I think this is a huge moment for Coach because they're going to come out on the right side of this for having, I mean, they've gotten free advertising because of the actual cover story, and then they're going to get free advertising because of this letter that the editor wrote.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of people are going to go and buy clothes from them because they're obviously, you know, making clothes for a lot of different people. Whereas these other fashion houses are not willing to change, and I think that's going to hurt them.
The thing is, American Vogue would never do this. And I'm hoping that British Vogue really puts the heat on American Vogue. Anna Wintour, who runs American Vogue, she's such an elitist, and there's so many certain people that she'll never put on the cover. And, you know, she's just, I have really no love for her at all. And I wish that because Americans, you know, Europeans are thinner than Americans anyway. So this really should be happening on American Vogue. To the British Vogue, you know, editor for doing this. Yeah. But, you know, she said, you know, it seems really strange to me that the rest of the world is desperate for fashion to embrace broader definitions of physical beauty. And she said, but some of our most famous fashion brands appear to be traveling in the opposite direction. And she said, to me, it's an unwise direction.
Clueless.
Because who are you going to be dressing? Yeah. You know, it's the rest of the world.
You're going to do it our way or we'll go out of business. You know, that's sort of the message there. So you just find out who the companies are that refuse, and you don't go do business with them. That's it.
Right.
45 past the hour. Television news up next here.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Cheers! How can you two just relax in your robes right now?
We're celebrating that holiday shopping is done. We went to Ulta Beauty and crossed off our entire gift list with gorgeous fragrances and fragrance gift sets from brands like Coach, Dolce & Gabbana, and Dior.
It's the place to pick up a fragrance for everyone on your list.
And yourself. And your favorite manicurist.
Get in on the party with a luxury robe free with any fragrance purchase of $40 or more. While supplies last, this holiday, there's only one place to get glam and get gifts. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
This Christmas, Toys for Tots celebrates 69 years of delivering a message of hope to America's less fortunate children. In 1947, one Marine unit delivered 5,000 toys. Today, Marines will provide toys and books to 7 million children in over 780 communities nationwide. Over 15 million children live in poverty in the United States, and nearly all risk waking up Christmas morning without a gift under their tree. Thousands of Marines and volunteers aim to change that. Lieutenant General Pete Osman, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
Folks, Marine Toys for Tots really needs your support this year. Through the gift of a new toy or a cash donation, you can help bring the joy of Christmas and send that message of hope to our nation's less fortunate children.
Simply drop your favorite toy in the Toys for Tots collection bin or make an online donation. Please go to www.toysfortots.org for more information.
There was 57 channels and 11
hours. All right, television news time at 47 past the hour. Lori Hernandez, speaking of the money we were talking about, these models and how much they make, they're well off. Lori Hernandez made good money for winning on Dancing with the Stars. Let's see here. She is looking at the list here. She got $125,000 just for being on the show. She got more cash the further she went. Let's see, surviving to week 3 and 4, she got $10,000 a week. Week 5, she got $15,000. Week 6 and 7, $20,000 a week. Weeks 8 and 9, $30,000 a week. Weeks 10 and 11, $50,000 per week. And the grand total was $360,000. Not bad for 3 months' work, huh?
Right.
How did she do? She did pretty well in the Olympics, too, didn't she?
She did.
There's no money
about
that, but.
Yep, she did.
She applied it into something. It was good. All right. So what did you watch last night, if anything, Victoria, that was really good?
You're going to laugh. I watched a Hallmark Christmas movie.
I am going to laugh.
It was okay. It wasn't
Kara,
great.
What did you watch last night?
Not that. No, I don't think I'm any bit. Well, I've mostly been watching Netflix. I watched a little tiny bit of Hairspray Live last night.
What's the attraction to that?
Man, that's why I watched a little tiny bit of it, because it wasn't much of an attraction. And then I haven't finished The Crown on Netflix, so I've been watching that.
Meredith loves that. Okay, so what's up tonight?
I do not know, actually.
Oh, Jennifer. Get Jennifer out of bed. Let's get her here. So what's tonight? Thursday night? I actually forgot about Designated Survivor last night. I was still...
I'm so backed up with DVR that I'm literally at like 90% full on my DVR. So,
how long do you have time to watch this stuff?
Exactly.
Over the weekend.
Really? I don't know. I wonder how are the ratings based on when you actually watch it or when you record it? I wonder how they...
Well, they've had to adjust it because most people watch it later on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
10 before the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
The hour now. Time for a visit from Tom Kreitler, co-host of the nationally syndicated home improvement radio program, The Money Pit, which is heard around the country on hundreds of stations every weekend. Something to look for if you want to know what's going on in your home. My home, my money pit. So I've got a question about my kitchen in the new house.
Oh, I can't wait.
What to do. Plus, a question or two from you as well as we look at the right way to handle problems at home. And I don't mean psychological problems with your spouse.
Can't help you with that.
Yeah. Well, maybe you could. You have good family life.
I'm sure renovation kicks up some arguments.
You know what? It's very therapeutic.
Yeah.
Nothing better than picking up a hammer and nail and just banging away. Take all your frustrations out.
Okay, I'll remember that. All right, so Tommy the K has some info for you and us in just a moment here.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
You've made your list. Now head to Burlington to get all your holiday shopping done. We've got tons of decorations and, of course, gifts, gifts, gifts. Watches, gift baskets, wireless audio, slippers, sweaters, drones, toys, and more. All the hottest gifts for your family, your friends, for everyone. The name brands you love at up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Make Burlington your one-stop holiday shop and check off that wish list for less. Burlington, gifts for everyone.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? or because there's seven wonders of the world, or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks. No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
All right, 56 minutes past the hour. Tom Kreidler from the Home Improvement Radio program, The Money Pit. I am in the process of doing a lot of things in this new house. We wallpapered, put in new lights, and man, I want to tell you something. This is a 100-year-old house.
Yep.
And I've lived in old houses, much older than this, actually, that were in better in better shape in some respects. Yeah. So we start, the lights went out front.
Okay,
trying to figure out what it was. So we took the light fixtures off, and there's these old wires that go back to when the house was built,
right,
like 100 years ago. The single strand wires that are frayed,
knob and tube wires.
Yep.
Cloth.
And so we had to make holes in the wall,
yeah,
to pull the wiring out and put new wires in.
Yep.
And then you got to cover it over. You got to patch it up. You got to repaint it. And that kind of
is there a danger level with old wiring like that?
Yeah,
or
absolutely.
Well, this was so frayed.
Knob and tube wiring is not grounded. So that's where you have the black rubber coated wires that are strung like on the outside of beams, and they go between these ceramic insulators, like little posts.
Yeah.
And there's little ceramic tubes that go through the beams. One thing interesting about that kind of wiring is it's designed to be air-cooled, so you can't insulate over it.
Mm-hmm.
And too often you go in the attic of these places and you see people have piled up insulation on top of that wire. I've actually lifted up insulation and found it burned, like the paper and insulation burned from the wiring.
Yeah.
So it's pretty dangerous stuff, and you got to get rid of it.
Yeah, and we saw frayed wires on a brass fitting that had been cooking, and I didn't know it, and you could see the burn on the brass.
Right.
So anyway, you have to be aware of that. So anyway, the point was we're putting in a new kitchen, or kind of rearranging the kitchen that we have there. And at first I just said to my guy, John, let's do it this way. And Meredith said, yeah, okay. And then she started thinking about it. She said, no, let's get somebody who's a kitchen designer in. And so we've somebody who's good at turning things around, and let's put this here and there. So now Meredith thinks that we need to have a kitchen specialist come in and look at what the utilities and stuff are that we should have in there. So you would recommend this sort of thing too, don't you? Or what do you say to people?
So are you saying that she's suggesting you get a kitchen designer?
Yes.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
The National Kitchen and Bath Association has a certification program for that, certified kitchen and bath designers. And they're just that. I mean, they're experts in these spaces.
Are they expensive?
I don't know, Doug. It really depends. Sometimes they're
can we trade this?
No, listen. Sometimes what happens is when you, like, for example, Click Studios, right, is a cabinet design company online.
Yeah.
And they have free professional cabinet designers if you buy. Well, you don't even have to guarantee to buy the cabinets through them, but it's a really good service.
What is it again?
Clickstudios.com/free. CLI.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.